们明天晚上的课跟明天早上的第二节对调。
So we will exchange our last session, last class tomorrow night for the morning session.
跟明天早上的第二节黄传道的课对调。
So the 7 o'clock class of Thursday night will be exchanged for the 10:20 class by Preacher Huang.
所以我们明天早上就可以把课上完。
So tomorrow morning we can finish our class.
所以后天就考试。
And the day after tomorrow we will have a test.
考试的题目已经写好了。
And the exam has been made.
总共有八个题目。
There will be 8 questions.
都在圣经里面。
And they're all in the Bible.
所以我们可以看圣经。
So we can read the Bible.
但是不能够看讲义。
But we cannot read our lecture material.
我们在上课当中大概都讲过的，这些题目都是我们讲过的。
And all the topics have been discussed in our class.
也有的题目没有在讲义里面。
There's some other questions that are not in the lecture material.
但是我们在上课都有特别讲。
But we have specified these within class.
你从圣经里面可以找到答案。
And you can find the answers in your Bible.
我们继续看主耶稣的教训。
So we will continue to learn about the teachings of Christ.
看耶稣说我是。
And the one that says, Jesus says, I am.
这七个都是从约翰福音出来。
And these 7 things that Jesus said is from the book of John.
主耶稣注解讲到他是谁。
And Jesus mentioned who he was.
他说我们要借着这样来认识他更清楚。
And so through these things, we will get to understand him better.
所以这七个我是我是，我是什么，我是什么，我们要把圣经里面的统统找出来。
So we have to find all the I am's in the Bible when Jesus said I am.
都在约翰福音里面。
And these are all in the book of John.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let us turn to John chapter 10.
John chapter 10, verse 11.
John chapter 10, verse 11.
十章十一节。
10:11.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊。我的羊也认识我。对不起，这是十四节。十一节。
Verse 11.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
在这一章里面，我们昨天谈到说主耶稣是羊的门。
Yesterday in this chapter, we discussed how Jesus was the gate for the sheep.
另外主耶稣在这里谈到说我是好牧人。
And here Jesus says, I am the good shepherd.
这段里面有谈到三种牧人。
And in this passage, there are 3 types of shepherds.
第一节里面说不是从门进去的。
The first verse talks about one who does not go through the gate.
从别处进去爬进去的那个是强盗，是贼。
And the one that climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber.
这个强盗来，第十节说是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And in verse 10 it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
所以有一种是盗贼形态的，这个不是好牧人盗贼的这一种的牧者。
So one type of pastor is not a good pastor because he steals.
这个是破坏性的，不是羊的牧人。
And he is a detrimental one, and he is not a good shepherd.
不是按照正路来。
And he does not go by the correct path.
因为主耶稣说有的人外表上披着羊皮但是里面是凶暴的狼。
And Jesus describes these as wolves in sheep's skin.
那个不是羊的牧人。
And these are not the shepherd.
使徒行传二十章保罗也说，对以弗所的长老说。
And in Acts chapter 20, Paul tells the elders of Ephesus,
我离开了以后，有那个凶暴的豺狼会进到你们当中。
And he warns them that once he leaves, the wolves will enter amongst us.
他们会引诱人来离开神。
They will tempt the believers to leave God.
所以保罗叫以弗所的长老要为自己还要为全体来谨慎。
And so Paul asks the elders of Ephesus to watch over themselves and their flock.
因为有些假装是牧人，其实是强盗，其实是凶暴的豺狼。
Because there will be thieves and robbers who pretend to be the shepherd, and they will come to steal the flock.
另外一种是故宫, 十二节。
And in verse 12, there is the other kind.
十二节说, 若是故宫, 不是牧人, 羊也不是他自己的, 他看见狼来呢, 就憋下羊逃走。 狼抓住羊，赶上了羊群。 13节。
Verse 13.
故宫逃走，因为他是故宫，并不顾念羊。第二种的牧人是被人家雇来看顾羊群的。The
second type of shepherd is the hired hand.
因为他是为着代价，为着得到报酬而来看顾羊群的。And
he is there to watch over the sheep for a price.
那所以跟羊群之间没有那一种很亲密的感情的关系。
So he does not have a close relationship with the sheep.
所以是为着利益啊, 来照顾羊群的。
And for the sake of profit, he takes care of the sheep.
所以当危险临到了, 豺狼来了,
So when the danger comes and the wolf comes,
他就把羊群啊, 就憋下, 不管了, 他就逃走掉了。
He abandons the sheep and runs away.
说为什么他会丢下羊群不顾念羊群呢? 因为他是故宫啊。
And the reason why he abandons the sheep is because he is only a hired hand.
所以这是第二种的牧羊人，是雇工型的。
So the hired hand is the second type of shepherd.
那第三种才是好的牧人。Only
the third type is the good shepherd.
主耶稣说，他就是好的牧人。And
Jesus says that he is the good shepherd.
好牧人有几种的特色。There
are certain characteristics of this good
shepherd. 14节说，好牧人认识羊，羊也认识他。
Verse 14, it says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me.
所以主耶稣说, 他认识所有属他的人。
So Jesus says that he knows all who belong to him.
凡是属他的人啊, 他都看顾, 一个也不失漏。
And all that belong to him, he knows all of them.
因为他爱我们到底。
Because he loves us to the end.
所以他是一个好牧人啊, 认识凡是属他的羊。
So he is a good shepherd who knows all his sheep.
圣经里面说啊, 做母亲的人不会忘记吃奶的婴孩。And
the Bible tells us that a mother will not forget a milking babe.
因为小孩子，母亲那个爱是天性。Because
the motherly love is something that is very natural.
小孩子怀孕了十个月，还把他生下来。After
9 months of pregnancy, the mother gives birth.
妈妈对这个孩子特别的爱，特别的感情。
And the mother has a special emotional attachment to the child.
另外一方面是生理上的关心。
And another thing is physical.
因为他很自然就晓得说啊, 小孩子饿了就要吃奶了, 这是很自然的生理的现象。
It's a biological phenomenon that the mother will know automatically when the baby needs to eat.
所以妈妈不会忘记吃奶的孩子。
So a mother will not forget a milking babe.
说就是有忘记的, 但是神却不会忘记我们。
Even if one forgets, God will not forget us.
他时时都把我们放在他的心上, 不会忘记我们。
And he will always keep us in his heart and not forget about us.
他说因为他是好牧人啊, 所以他认识所有的羊, 羊也要认识我们的牧者。
And because he is a good shepherd, he knows all his sheep.
看第四节。
Let us turn to verse 4.
既放出自己的羊来，就把羊领出来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。Verse
4, when he has brought out all his own, he goes out ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice.
所以牧人是带着羊，牧者是走在前面。
And so the pastor will bring the sheep and stand before them.
所以羊就跟在牧者的后面啊, 跟着他的脚中来行。
And the sheep will follow him because they know his voice.
主耶稣是好牧者, 所以他凡事给我们留下榜样。
Because Jesus is the good shepherd, he leaves good examples for us.
他说让我们可以按着他的脚踪啊，一步的跟着他行。
So we can follow his footsteps.
羊认得他的声音啊。
And the sheep listen to his voice.
啊，另外二十三节诗篇的二十三篇呐，里面讲到说，因为神是我们的牧者，我们就不至于缺乏。
And in Psalm 23, it says, "Because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want."
啊，让我们能够出入得草吃。
So that we may have green pastures.
啊，在路加福音的十五章啊，主耶稣讲到几个比喻。
And in Luke chapter 15, Jesus talks about several parables.
啊，其中有一个就是。一个牧者啊，本来有一百只羊。
And one parable is of a shepherd who had 100 sheep.
那其中有一只羊走迷路了。
But one of the sheep became lost.
啊，不会说啊，我还有99只啊，管它一只失掉了就算了。
And the shepherd will not only think about his 99 sheep that he has.
这个牧者就把99只羊啊，就把它安顿好。
But instead, the shepherd leaves the 99 sheep.
然后到各处啊，经过千山万水，经过很多的艰难。
And he will search through nooks and crannies.
啊，被荆棘刺伤。
And he will be hurt by the foliage.
啊，在很艰难当中啊，然后才把那一只迷失的羊啊，把它找回来。
And through hardship, he will find this one lost sheep.
啊，他找到了这一只迷失的羊以后啊，他就很高兴啊，背着他回来。
And when he finds the sheep, he will joyfully bring him back.
啊，找同伴说，我们应当一起欢喜快乐，因为这是失而又得的。
He will find his friends and neighbors and tell them to rejoice with him because he have found the lost sheep.
所以，好的牧者就是把那些啊迷失的羊啊，把他们找回来。
So a good shepherd brings back the lost sheep.
所以是我们看以西结书的三十四章。
So if we turn to Ezekiel chapter 34.
以西结书的三十四章啊，讲到说一般的牧人啊，不好好的牧养羊群。
Ezekiel 34 talks about shepherds who do not care for their sheep.
啊，所以有的被野兽吃掉了。
So some animals are eaten by wild beasts.
有的被赶散了。
And some are scattered.
啊，但是主说啊，他要亲自做羊的牧人。
But the Lord proclaims that He will personally be the good shepherd.
啊，看三十四章的十一节。
If we turn to chapter 34, verse 11.
三十四章十一节。
Verse 11.
主神如此说啊，看哪、啊，我必亲自寻找我的羊，将他们寻见。说牧人在羊群四散的日子怎样寻找他的羊，我必照样寻找我的羊。哦，这些羊在密云黑暗的日子散到过去，我必从那里救回他们。我必从万民中领出他们，从各国内聚集他们，引导他们归回故土。也必在以色列的山上一切溪水旁边境内一切可居住处牧养他们。因为以色列的牧者啊没有尽到责任，所以羊群就被赶散了。
Because the shepherds of Israel had not done their duties, the sheep were scattered.
啊，但是主耶稣说啊，他要亲自来做羊的牧人，啊，把羊群从各地方啊从失散之地重新再把他们带领回来。
But Jesus says that he will be the shepherd and he will search for his sheep and look after them.
看十五节。
Let us turn to verse 15.
十五节，主神说：“我必亲自做我羊的牧人，使他们得以躺卧。”十六节。
16.
失散的我必寻找，被逐的我必领回，受伤的我必缠裹，有病的我必医治。只是肥壮的我必慈媚，也要秉公牧养他们。好，所以他要亲自做羊的牧人呐、啊，来牧羊啊，寻把那些迷失的把他们寻找回来啊。
So Jesus will be the shepherd of the sheep and found all the lost ones.
啊，生病的要医治啊，受伤的要缠裹。
He will bind the injured and strengthen the weak.
所以在约翰福音十章里面就说啊。 主耶稣另外还有羊不在这羊圈里面的。
And the Bible tells us that there are other sheep that are not in the sheep pen.
有的是走迷了，有的是还找不到家。
Some are lost and they cannot find their home.
但是主要亲自把他们带领啊，让他们回到这个羊圈啊，归在一个牧人之下。
But Jesus will personally lead them back to the pen under one shepherd.
因为耶稣基督啊，自己做好牧人，要把所有的羊群啊，统统领回来。
And because Jesus is the good shepherd, he will gather all the sheep.
他说有些迷失的啊，啊，主耶稣会亲自带领他们回到羊圈。
So Jesus will guide those who are lost.
哦、我们最近几年在那个印度啊，啊，发现了一个以前是我们的教会，但是后来迷失掉的一群人。
And recently we found a group of people in India who used to belong to our church, but they were lost.
啊，大概有三四千人呐、啊。
There were about 3,000 to 4,000 people.
啊，因为他们是我们教会早期的时候就传到那里去。
And the gospel was spread to their area in the early days of the church.
是有一个执事啊，他是在马来西亚得到道理。
And there was a deacon who received the truth in Malaysia.
啊，所以他在他们那个山印度的山地的地方就一直传道。
So he began preaching in the mountainous areas of India.
啊，后来因为中国大陆的教会啊，啊失掉自由。
And because later the churches in mainland China lost their freedom.
啊，所以他跟中国大陆的教会联络啊，联络不上。
So they no longer could have contact to the churches in China.
啊，当然也没有人去牧养。
And nobody was there to pastor.
啊，因为他们所受的教育比较低。
And because their educational levels were a little lower.
所以这个执事就把我们教会的一些基本道理啊，就用唱歌的哈、哦、啊，教用诗歌啊，教他们唱。
So this deacon he transferred.Most of the basic doctrines of our church into hymns.
后来这个老执事离世了。
He taught them how to sing these hymns, and later when
啊，渐渐的啊，啊，他们有一些也都是借着那些诗歌啊来保守住道理。
After this deacon passed away, they preserved the faith through these hymns.
但是有一年呢、哦，有一个青年呐、啊，到马来西亚好像怡保的地方。
But one year there was a youth who traveled to Malaysia.
啊，看到真耶稣教会。
And he saw the term True Jesus Mission.
啊, 啊，他就进去听道理。
And he went True Jesus Church. And
他说：“哎，这个教会怎么跟我们很相近
？”He went to Malaysia and went into the True Jesus Church and figured that the doctrines were very similar.
我们教会早期的英文名字叫做 True Jesus Mission.
Because the early name of our church is called True Jesus Mission.
啊，我们后来才改 True Jesus Church.
And it was later that we changed it to True Jesus.
啊，他们还是叫 True Jesus Mission.
But this church remained True Jesus Mission.
啊，所以他就说啊，他跟教会跟我们很近，很相像。
青年是我们教会的吗？
啊，
青年是我们教会的吗？
对，都就是印度的那个 True Jesus Mission 的人的青年。
So this youth from the True Jesus Mission reported to his church that our church was very similar.
啊，后来马来西亚教会那边呢、啊、才去看，啊，后来发觉说、啊。他们很多都是我们教会早期的一些资料。
And so later, members from the churches in Malaysia went to observe, and they found many materials that were the same from the early churches of our church.
啊，很多早期的圣灵报。
They had many early issues of the Holy Spirit.
还有那个执事啊，到中国大陆去参加代表大会的那个纪念的照片。
And they had a commemorative picture.Of the deacon going to China for a congregational meeting.
啊，所以这些迷失的羊啊，找到了啊，后来就慢慢的就重新把正确的道理又跟他们讲解更清楚。
So after these lost sheep were once again found, we explained to them the more correct truth.
啊，有一部分人啊，他们必须要重新受洗。
And a portion of them had to be rebaptized.
啊，因为没有圣灵受洗的那不算呐、啊，啊，就要重新受洗。
Because those who were baptized without the presence of the Holy Spirit did not count,
啊、
so they had to be rebaptized.
现在帮助他们训练了、啊、传道工人。
And so now we have trained for them, pastoral workers.
所以像这样，有的迷失掉了，啊，然后就重新找回来。
So these are examples of those who are lost and found again.、
啊、这也是神奇妙的带领哦，让这些迷羊啊能够归回羊圈。
And this is the miraculous deed of the Lord to allow these lost sheep to return to the pen.
所以耶稣基督啊, 是好的牧人,
so the Lord Jesus Christ is a good shepherd.
他能够认识所有的羊,
he knows all his sheep.
啊啦, 主在羊群的前途, 凡事给我们留下榜样,
and he walks before the sheep and leaves us good examples.
啊, 他带领我们啊, 能够出入, 能够有草吃, 啊, 不至于缺乏。
And he leads us in and out and leads us to green pastures so we shall not want.
所以主耶稣也叫我们也要学习他做一个好的牧人。
So Jesus tells us to be a good shepherd like him.
所以在约翰福音的21章里面, 主耶稣复活以后,
so in John chapter 21, after Jesus resurrects,
因为当时彼得带着一些门徒去打鱼,
and that time Peter and some of the other disciples were
trying to catch fish. 因为他们整个晚上打不到什么。
And after fishing for a whole night, they gained nothing.
啊, 后来主耶稣就叫他们向右边撒网, 结果网出来很多鱼。
And so Jesus told them to cast their nets to the right, and they caught a lot of fish.
啊, 上岸了以后啊, 主耶稣已经把饼啊, 啊, 把饭食, 把饼啊, 跟鱼啊, 都准备好了, 啊, 就请他们来吃早餐。
And after they came ashore, Jesus had already prepared fish and bread for them to eat.
吃完早餐以后, 主耶稣对彼得说,
and after breakfast, Jesus said to Peter,
主啊, 你, 诶, 彼得啊, 你爱我吗?
Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?
啊, 彼得说啊, 主啊, 我爱你。
Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you.
主耶稣说, 你如果爱我的话, 你要喂养我的小羊。
And Jesus said, feed my lambs.
也要牧我, 牧养我的羊。
And take care of my sheep.
哦, 所以连续主耶稣三次啊, 问彼得说, 你爱我吗?
So three times in a row, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
啊, 你如果爱我的话, 就要做一个好牧者, 来好好牧养我的羊。
If you love me, then become a good shepherd and take care of my sheep.
啊, 当彼得年纪大了以后,
and when Peter reached an elderly age,
他写彼得前后书,
he wrote 1st and 2nd Peter.
他勉励当时的工人呢,
and he encouraged the workers at that time.
他也说啊, 我们一定要好好来牧养我们当中神的群羊。
He also emphasized the importance of pastoring the sheep.
因为这是主耶稣啊, 清楚的交代。
Because this was a commandment directly from
他说,
the Lord.
不是用辖制的,
and it is not to contain them.
好像耶稣一样啊, 做群羊的榜样。
But to be a good example.
啊, 不是为了得到什么利益,
and this is not to gain any profit.
而是为着爱主啊, 甘心乐意的, 啊, 来爱护主的小羊。
But for the sake of loving the Lord, we love his sheep.
他说, 虽然你没有办法从物质上得到什么利益,
and although you cannot gain any material profit,
但是我们的大牧者啊, 耶稣基督显现的时候, 我们就要从他那里得到奖赏。
But when the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, returns, then we will receive our reward.
所以主耶稣是一个好的大牧人。
So Jesus is the good shepherd.
我们每一个人也要学习做好的小牧人。
And so we have to be the small, the good, also be good shepherds.
啊, 能够了解羊群的境况啊, 啊, 留心料理你的牛群。
And we should understand the situation of our sheep and feed them.
所以我们当中啊, 很多担任宗教教育教员的,
so amongst us, we have many RE teachers.
我们要做一个好的宗教教育的教员,
we should be a good religious education teacher.
啊,能够像主耶稣一样做好牧人,
and to be a good shepherd like Jesus
Christ. 认识羊, 啊, 凡事给他们做榜样,
and to get to know our sheep and be a good example for them.
他说好的牧人啊, 还有一个很重要的就是要为羊舍命。
Another quality of a good shepherd is that he is willing to give his life for his sheep.
就是说要有牺牲奉献的精神。
And they have to have a heart or a spirit of sacrifice.
所以耶稣为着爱我们啊, 连他宝贵的生命都为我们付出了。
And for the sake of loving us, Jesus even gave his life for us.
说既然生命都可以付出了, 难道还有什么东西啊, 不可以是给我们的呢?
So if he is willing to give even his life, what else is he not willing to give us?
所以主的爱就是这么伟大。
So this is how great the love of the Lord is.
保罗说啊, 主的爱啊, 是长阔高深啊, 我们没有办法去衡量的。
So Paul says that the love of the Lord is so deep and wide that we cannot measure it.
我们要做一个牧人啊, 也要有这种牺牲奉献的精神。
And as a shepherd, we must also have the spirit of sacrifice.
我们来看创世纪的三十一章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章。
Genesis chapter 31.
三十九节。
Verse 39.
三十一章三十九节。
Chapter 31, verse 39.
被野兽撕裂的我没有带来给你，是我自己披上的，无论白日是黑夜，被脱去的你都向我索要。四十节。
Verse 40.
我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡觉，我常常都是这样。
39. I did not bring you animals torn by wild beasts. I bore the loss myself, and you demand a payment from me for whatever was stolen by day or by night.
再读一节好了，三十八节。
And we should also read 38.
说我在你的家里这二十年呢、啊，你的母绵羊、母山羊没有掉过胎啊，群中的公羊啊，我没有吃过。这是雅各啊，在舅舅的家拉班呢、啊，为拉班牧羊。
This is a situation of Jacob when he was a shepherd in his uncle Laban's house.
他是一个相当忠心的牧羊人。
And he was a very,
很好的一个牧羊人。
He was a very faithful shepherd.
他为舅舅牧羊了，牧羊啊，二十年的时间。
And he was a good shepherd for 20 years.
他说，母山羊啊，啊母绵羊啊，没有掉过胎。
He said, "Your sheep and goats have not miscarried."
啊，他常常啊，白日受尽干热，白天啊，太阳很热在晒。
And the heat consumed him in daytime.
啊，黑夜的时候也在野地里面看守羊群，所以要受尽寒霜。
And at night, he suffered the cold in order to take care of the sheep.
啊，因为很怕野兽来啊，把羊群偷走啊，所以他常常晚上都睡不好。
And sleep fled from his eyes because he dared not sleep.
啊，常常为着这些羊群在挂心呢、啊。
Because of the wild beasts, and he feared for his sheep.
啊，就是一个牧羊者啊，一个忠心的牧羊人呢、啊。
And this was a faithful servant.
我们来看撒母耳记上十七章。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上十七章三十四节。
1 Samuel 17, verse 34.
17章三十四节。
Chapter 17, verse 34.
大卫对扫罗说，你的仆人为父亲放羊，有时候来了狮子，有时候来了熊，从群中衔了一只羊羔去。三十五节。
Verse 35.
我就追赶他，击打他，把羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡须，把他打死。三十六节。
Verse 36.
说你的仆人曾打死狮子和熊，所以这位是哥里的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵。啊，也必像狮子和熊一样。三十七节。大卫又说，神救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。因为哥利亚要来跟以色列人打仗呢。
And Goliath was about to fight the Israelites at this time.
以色列人没有人敢出去跟他打。
And there was no one who had the courage to fight with him.
啊，大卫很勇敢，就说啊，我出去跟他征战。
But David was very brave, and he volunteered himself to fight.
扫罗看一看，说：“你年纪这么小啊，你有办法吗？”
And Saul doubted his ability since he was so young.
但是大卫说啊，我在野地里面为父亲放羊。
But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep."
啊，虽然有时候狮子熊来了，还要把羊群。咬走，我就跟他们打啊，把狮子熊啊，就把它打死，把羊救回来。
When a lion or bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from it.
所以我们看到说啊，牧羊啊也相当辛苦。
So we see it is very hard work to be a good shepherd.
所以刚刚说啊，那个雇工啊，看到危险来了，那就羊放着就跑掉了。
And we see before that the hired hand, when he sees danger come, he runs away.
因为大卫是一个相当忠心的牧羊人。
But David was a faithful shepherd.
所以他很爱护自己的羊群。
So he loved his own sheep.
危险的时候啊，还为着羊群牺牲啊，啊来跟狮子熊啊。跟他斗争，然后把羊救回来。
And in times of danger, he would sacrifice his own safety and fight with the wild animals to save the sheep.
所以我们看到说啊，圣经里面很多的领导者都是从那个牧羊的生活当中啊操练出来。
And we can see in the Bible that many leaders began as shepherds.
啊，因为从牧羊当中啊学习怎样做一个好牧者。
Because through shepherding, they learn how to become a good shepherd.
好像摩西也神也是让他在旷野牧羊四十年呢。
For example, Moses was allowed to be a shepherd in the wilderness for 40
years. 看起来好像浪费时间呢。
And it seems as though it was a waste of time.
但是却是借着这四十年造就了一个相当好的牧者。
But through these 40 years, God made a very good shepherd.
所以主耶稣叫我们呢。要做一个好的牧人，像他一样。
So Jesus asks us to be a good shepherd like him.
我们再看约翰福音的十一章二十五节。
So let us turn to John chapter 11 verse 25.
约翰福音十一章的二十五节。
John chapter 11 verse 25.
耶稣对他说：“父我在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”好。拉撒路死了。
This records the death of Lazarus.
当主耶稣来的时候啊，他已经埋葬在坟墓里面啊四天了。
When Jesus arrived, he had already been buried in the tomb for 4 days.
马大跟玛利亚很伤心。
Martha and Mary were very saddened.
说主啊，你早在这里的话，我弟弟就不会死了。
And they told the Lord if he had come earlier, then their brother would not have died.
玛利亚也说啊，我知道你求什么，天父都会听你的啦。
And Mary also said that whatever Jesus asked for, the Heavenly Father would listen to.
主耶稣说啊，你的兄弟会复活。
And Jesus told them that their brother would be alive.
玛利亚说了，知道，我知道了，在世界末日的时候他会复活。
And Martha admitted that it was. She knew that the last day he would awake.
但是主耶稣又进一步跟他讲说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
But Jesus reiterated that he was the life.
说信我的人虽然死掉了，也能够复活。
And even those who believe him, even if they've fallen asleep,
我只信我的人呐，就永远不死。
And when they believe in him, they will never die.
所以耶稣在这里讲到说啊。复活，中文写复活在我，像英文是说，我就是复活，我就是生命。十一章二十五节。
So Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
好，我就是复活。好，所以耶稣说他就是复活。
And Jesus says he is the resurrection.
啊，这个复活就是说，人的生命、肉体生命结束了以后啊，但是因为有复活，所以这个生命还能够继续维持下去。
And resurrection means to live even after one has died.
一般人认为说啊，人死掉了啊，就是好像草木和秸一样就结束了，就化成灰了。
And some people will believe that once a person dies, they wither away like the flower and grass.
所以有的人说啊，没有复活的事情。
So some people say that there is no resurrection.
所以有的说啊，人死好像灯啊啊，把它吹熄，它就熄掉了，就这样。
And some people think that.To die is like blowing out a candle.
好像那个花草啊，凋谢啦，枯干掉。
Like the flowers and the grass when they die and wither away.
但是我们知道啊，人的生命啊，有肉体的生命，有属灵的生命。
But we know that we have a physical life and a spiritual life.
所以人的生命不是说死掉了就算了，就结束了。
So when we die, our life does not merely end.
啊，因为。肉体死掉，我们里面还有一个灵魂，还有里面真正的我，真正的人在里面。
Because when we die, then our true self is still there.
所以，那个苏格拉底啊，是希腊的一个哲学家。
And so Socrates, who was a Greek philosopher,
要死的时候，他问他的 学生呢、啊、
When he was about to die, he asked his followers.
他说人死掉就算了吗
He asked them, does man perish?
啊，他的学生说人死掉啊，就好像那个琴破掉一样啊。
When a person dies, what happens? And the student replied, it is like having a lyre broken.
啊，但是他说啊，不对的。
But he said that's incorrect.
他说琴虽然破了，但是那个弹琴的人还在啊。
Even though the lyre has been broken, the player, the musician is still there.
那个琴啊，会发出声音啊，虽然有一个物主的琴，但是一定要有人去弹呐、啊，啊，那个才会发出声音来。
Because even if an instrument is there, a person has to go play it in order for music to be made.
啊，那个琴虽然坏掉了，但是弹琴的人还在。
So although the lyre has been broken, the musician is still there.
我们能够生活动作存留。
And for us to live and move.
我们不只是一个外体的一个身体的存在。
We not only need our physical bodies.
我们里面还有个真正的我啊，我们有灵魂的存在。
We have a soul within us.
啊，因为有灵魂才有生命。
And because of this soul, we have life.
啊，有生命才能够讲话，才能够动作。
And when we have life, then we can speak and move.
啊，所以肉体虽然结束了。
And so although our physical form has passed
away. 但是里面的真正的我啊，里面的灵魂啊，并没有消失掉。
But our soul and our true self has not disappeared.
它是永远存在的。
And it will persist forever.
所以有复活的事情。
So there is such a thing as resurrection.
所以耶稣说啊，他就是复活。
So Jesus says, I am the resurrection.
他就是生命。
I am the life.
所以呢，自己本身啊，可以死了以后，肉体没有见朽坏，三天以后复活。
So after he himself died, his body did not waste away, and he was resurrected in 3 days.
因为他说啊，我可以把生命舍掉，我也可以把生命重新捡回来。
And he says he can take life away and give it back.
然后没有人可以把我的生命啊夺去。
And nobody can take his life.
我们看约翰福音的10:18。
If we look at John chapter 10, verse 18.
约翰福音10:18。
John chapter 10, verse 18.
没有人得我的命，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所赐的命令。
Here it says, No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again.
耶稣是生命，是复活。
Jesus is life and resurrection.
所以他可以随意把生命舍掉，也可以拾回来。
So he can lay his life down and take it back.
因为他是无罪的，他是造物主真神啊，所以掌管生命。
Because he is the creator and he is sinless and he controls life.
所以我们相信耶稣的人呢、啊，就能够有复活。的盼望。
So we who believe in Jesus Christ will have the hope of resurrection.
因为他把永远的生命赐给我们。
Because he has given us eternal life.
啊，这个复活啊，包括两方面。
And this resurrection encompasses two things.
一个是肉体上的复活，一个是灵命的复活。
The first is the physical revival, and the second is the spiritual.
我们看约翰福音的5章。
If we turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音5章
John chapter 5
21节
Verse 21
5章21节
5 verse 21
说父怎样叫死人起来使他活着子也照样随自己的意思使人活着
For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life even so the Son gives life to whom is pleased
所以真神他是生命的主宰他可以让死人复活
So the true God is the God of life, and He can cause the dead to resurrect.
所以在旧约时代就有哈，以利亚为一个寡妇的儿子祷告，让他活过来。
So even in the Old Testament, Elijah prayed for a widow's son, and he was resurrected.
以利沙为苏念寡妇的儿，苏念妇人的儿子祷告，他活过来。
And Elisha prayed for the Shunammite woman, and her son was also revived.
说父怎样叫死人起来
？And so. The Father raises the dead and gives them life.
啊，主耶稣也是照样做。
And the Son does the same.
所以他在地面上的时候，曾经叫三个死人复活。
So when Jesus was on earth, he allowed three to be raised from the dead.
拉撒路以外，还有拿因城的一个寡妇的儿子。
Apart from Lazarus, there was the widow's son.
啊，还有一个雅鲁啊，管会堂的雅鲁的女儿。
And also the daughter of the temple keeper.
所以他可以随自己的意思啊，叫那个死掉的人啊，要让他活就活过来了。
So he can call the dead to resurrect according to his own will.
其实在我们教会里面也有死人复活的见证好几个。
And actually, there are several testimonies in our church of the dead being resurrected.
当然这是肉体上的复活。
And of course, this is a physical resurrection.
另外一个就是灵体的复活。
The second is the spiritual resurrection.
啊。虽然人肉体啊，因为罪的缘故，人都会离开世界。
And although because of sin, mankind will depart from this world.
但是因为我们得救了以后啊，我们有主的灵在我们身上。
But after we receive salvation, we have the Spirit of the Lord within us.
所以借着圣灵的大能啊，我们要从死亡当中重新复活过来。
So through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are revived from death.
所以在罗马书里面啊，罗马书第八章里面说。
So in Romans chapter 8, it tells us.
说这个圣灵让耶稣从死里复活。
The Holy Spirit allowed Jesus to resurrect from the dead.
同样圣灵住在我们里面。
And in the same way, the Spirit lives within us.
我们这个未死的身体也要重新活过来。
And our body, which will die, will also be resurrected.
哥林多前书15章啊，都是讲到复活的道理。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 discusses resurrection.
因为耶稣复活成为出手的果子。
Because Jesus resurrected, he was the first fruit.
所以我们相信他领受他救恩的人。
So those who believe him and receive his salvation.
都要像他一样的按着次序啊来复活。
Will be resurrected accordingly, just like him.
啊，所以说啊，我们这个会朽坏的身体啊，将来会变成荣耀的身体。
So this body that will be corroded will become a glorious body one day.
因为血肉的身体没有办法承受神的国。
Because the body of flesh cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以将来主耶稣再临的时候，所有的人都要复活。
So when Jesus comes again, all of the people will be resurrected.
啊，活着的人就要改变成为灵的身体。
And those who are alive will be transformed into a spiritual body.
然后被主接到天国啊，跟主永远同在。
And we will be lifted up to heaven to be with God for eternity.
所以耶稣说啊，我就是复活。
So Jesus says that I am the resurrection.
一默祷。